A very good morning to you, Namibia. A very good morning to you, my dear listeners. It's a Saturday morning. Our time is 8 minutes past the hour of 11. And wherever you're locking in, this is Eagle FM. This is your number one, this is your number one talk radio station. Eagle FM. So, how is your Saturday this morning? I hope it's a restful one. I hope it's a restful one. It's a weekend. It's also a payday for some companies. Hopefully, you're taking care of your income. You're taking care of what you have worked hard for, So don't just spend it, especially those who are on this side of the world. We have a trade fair, and you might find yourself drowning yourself in drowning your money actually into unnecessary stuff. Okay, so yeah, you have worked hard for it, so be careful how you're spending it. All right. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Mind Matter. Welcome to Eagle FM. So what if I told you, that the things you complain about the most, the thing you complain about the most is actually the thing you are most afraid to lose. Okay, what if I tell you that the things that you really complain about most things that you complain are actually the things that you are most afraid to lose? Okay, I want you to stay with me here. So you know that situation you have been, the situation you have been crying about for months. Maybe is that job that drains you. It could be a relationship that make you feel emotionally drained. It could be that community. Maybe you are in that community that just keep you stuck, in the same old circle, And what if you are secretly, what if you are secretly actually more comfortable with the pain you know than the change you cannot see? Now, good morning. Good morning, Namibia. Welcome to Mind Matters. I'm your host, Michael Shivedi. And this morning, we are going somewhere most people do not want to go. So we're going to go somewhere where most people don't want to go. We are going into the comfort zone. All right? So we're going to go into the comfort zone. Not the good one. We're not going to go into the good one. We're going to go into the dangerous one. All right? The one where familiar problems feel safer than change. All right? I'm going to explain that. Just hold on to that. So we're going to go into that dangerous zone, that comfort zone. And as I said, we're not going to go to the good one, but we're going to the dangerous one. Where familiar problems feel safer than change. So we're talking about, continuing with familiar problem because change feel uncertain. Okay? So now, a comfort zone is not necessarily a happy zone. Okay? So it's not a happy zone. Sometimes people stay in a painful or unhealthy situation simply because those situations are familiar. Okay? So they stay there because it's familiar, because it's predictable. Okay? So, and this is why familiar problems can sometimes feel safer than unfamiliar opportunities. Are you following me? So, now, what we're looking at then, why do we stay in a painful situation when change might make a life better? Why do we stay in a painful situation when change might make life better? So, welcome. As I said, this is Mind Matter, the show where we talk about things that matter up here, okay? Oh, I wish you were seeing me. Up here, upstairs, okay? Things that matter upstairs, that matter here, in here. So, I'm your host, Michael Chiavelli. And every single week, we sit down together, okay? We sit down together here and ask the question that most people actually are too afraid to ask. Sometimes maybe afraid to ask it loud. And this morning is no different, okay? This morning is no different. We are exactly going to do the same thing. And today, what we're talking about, today's topic is now the comfort zone. As I said, it's the comfort zone. And we're asking, why do we stay in situations that make us miserable? Yeah? Why do we stay in situations that make us miserable? Why do we stay in painful situations where change, as I said earlier, where change might make life better? So that's what we're going to look at. That's what we're going to discuss. So, and that's what I'm inviting you to. All right? So that's what I'm inviting. And you know, this is not, you know, this show, this is not a lecture. Okay? Well, sometimes it feels like a lecture, but it is not a lecture. I'm not standing at the podium somewhere looking down at you. No. I'm sitting right here in the studio, just like you. And I have been through this. What we're talking about, the topic that we're talking about. So why do we stay in situation that makes us miserable? I have been there myself. You know, I have been through this myself. I have counseled people who have been through this. I have watched families in this country, in our communities, stay in situation that were slowly eating them alive. It could be the same thing with you. Situation literally that slowly eating them alive. Because the idea, and this is what we're going to talk about, the idea of living was somehow more terrifying than staying. And we're going to go deeper into that. And you see, you know what? In Namibia, for example, for us in Namibia, we know a thing or two about discomfort, okay? So we know about hardship, eh? Many of us, many of you, are really going through a lot, especially when we're talking about economic hardship. Or we know about pushing through also. Okay? We know about pushing through. Our parents, our grandparents lived through a struggle that most of us can barely, you know, can barely imagine, you know? So, but here's the irony, okay? Here's the irony. Here's the irony, my dear listeners. So sometimes the very strength that actually got us through the hard times, you know, that strength that has got you through the hard times is the same thing that keeps us trapped in situations where we should have walked away from a long time ago. I'm not talking in a puzzle yet. Probably I sound as if I'm talking in a puzzle, but you will understand what we're talking about. So sometimes we think putting up with things means we are, you know, means that we are wise. We think suffering means we are loyal. Sometimes we think that suffering means that we are loyal. And we think staying with what we know means we are safe. You understand? So, now, over the next 2 hours, over the next hour, or an hour and something, some minutes now, you know, we are going to talk about this together, all right? So we're going to talk about this together. We will look at what comfort zone really is. We will hear real stories. I'm going to give you some real stories from real people here, you know, in our country, in Namibia. So, but I'm not only here to talk about the problems, okay? So I will also share some practical things you can start doing right now, doing this week. Not next year, not when everything feels perfect. This week, okay? So I invite you to feel comfortable, to make yourself actually feel comfortable. It's a Saturday morning. Wherever you are, I want you to relax. I want you to feel comfortable. And to do that, I got the right thing to do. To do that, so how are we going to start this? So We're going to start this with, let's start with Bryan Adams. Bryan Adams, please forgive me. So coming up, Bryan Adams, just to make us feel a bit relaxed, you know, please forgive me, Bryan Adams.
You're feeling lonely, don't
All right. I can't stop loving you. And that's Please Forgive Me by Bryan Adams. So, and welcome back. And good morning if you're just joining us. Our time is about, it's about 11, about 24 minutes past the hour. It's about 24 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. So this is the time from now on until 1 o'clock. This is the time that we call a mental health hours. You know, it's the times where we're looking at, you know, issues. We're looking at those psychological patterns and social factors that affect, normally affect how you think, how you feel, and how you make decision in life. And today we're looking at, what is the comfort zone? We're looking at the comfort zone. We're looking at why do we stay in a painful situation when change might make life better? And that's comfort zone. Why do we stay in situation that make us miserable? That's what we're looking at. And as usual, this is a program where we where I invite you to join me in tackling the topic. You know, it's not going to be just me. You're also most welcome to come through. First of all, give your experience when we're discussing something that that you have a have experience, or you know someone who have, you know, experienced that. You're most welcome to give us that, because someone else actually can learn from your experience or from others' experience. That's why I always invite you to come through and also give your experience of what we are talking about. But it's also a platform where we created, where we allow you to come through and ask questions if you have something that has to do with mental health issues, you know, to come through and ask questions or talk about. All right. It doesn't have necessarily have to relate to what we're talking about. But if there are, say, for example, you have a friend who is going through depression and you just don't know how to help them, you know, we can talk about it. Okay. It's a platform where we create that that space, this safe space where you come, where you don't even have to say what is your name, where you can come through and talk about what you're going through, or what other people, your loved ones, or any friend of yours, or someone you know, what they are going through, and how we can actually help them. So, all right, I'm a behavioral counselor and an analyst. So, I always said, if there anywhere that I cannot be able to help you, I will always, you know, take your number, ask you to call me later, and try to get you someone who can help you whatever you're going through. All right. So I will give you our telephone number later on the show, in the show. But I can also give it to you now. 08333-66091. 08333-66091. And we're talking about a comfort zone. Let's look at that at the very beginning. Okay. Let's look at what is the comfort zone really? What is it all about? Let me start with a simple question. Okay. And I want you to be honest with yourself. Okay. With this, anything I ask you, I want you really to be honest with yourself. That's the only way you can benefit from what we're doing, from what you're talking about. All right. So don't cheat yourself. So it's one thing cheating other, lying or pretending to others, but be true to yourself. Okay. So I want you to be honest with yourself, and because nobody can hear you anyway. Okay. Nobody can hear if you are on your own. Oh, because you can also do this with your thoughts. So it's just you and your thoughts. All right. So I want to ask you a question. Is there something? Remember I said at the beginning, all right? But let me ask the question. Is there something in your life that you have been complaining about, let's say, for more than 6 months? but you have done nothing to change it. I want you to think about, is there anything that you have been complaining about for more than 6 months? It could have been 5 years, could have been 10 years, could be any. You have been complaining about that, but you haven't done nothing to change it. So it could be a job, you know, maybe it is a job you hate. Yeah? So you, maybe it's a job you hate. And you haven't complaining, have you been complaining? Maybe not just about 6 months, you haven't been complaining about. Maybe you have been complaining for 5 years about this job. So every Monday morning, you wake up already tired. Just as you wake up, you're already tired. You know it's gonna be another long week. And it has been like that for five years. Your colleagues knows that you are unhappy. Your family knows that you are unhappy. Maybe even your boss knows that you are unhappy. But Monday comes, and there you go again. Monday comes, there you go again. Same desk, same frustration, you know, same complaint at the end of the day. You understand? Or it could be, or it is a relationship. Okay? It could be a relationship. Give just that example as well. It could be you have been with someone for years. Could be 10 years, could be 5 years, could be 2 years. Okay? But somewhere along the way, the respect started to disappear. The laughter became silence. The partnership became something that simply exists, you know? It's just something that you just together at home. It's a partnership just became, you know, something that simply exists. Yeah? You tell your friends, I'm not happy. And they tell you, man, then leave. You may agree in terms of, okay, maybe I just, you know that you need to leave. But you stay. Now, that is the kind of comfort zone I'm talking about today. That's what we are talking about today. And here is now the interesting part. The interesting part is that it may not feel comfortable at all. Yeah, we're talking about comfortable zone. I mean, comfortable zone, you know. But it may not feel comfortable at all. Comfort zone. So it may not feel comfortable at all. So the comfort zone is not always a place where you are happy. Sometimes it's simply a place where you know what to expect. You understand that? It's a place where you know what to expect. Yeah? You know how this works. You know what the bad days feel like. You know what, you know, usually happens. And because it is familiar, okay? Because it's familiar, your mind can say, okay? Because it's familiar now, your mind can say, I know this. I have been through this before. I survived yesterday. I will probably survive tomorrow. And this is the reason why. And this is one reason change can be difficult. Are you following? Okay? This is why. Okay? This is one reason. Let me not say, this is one reason change can be difficult. Because your mind knows this. I have been through this before. Okay? I survived yesterday and tomorrow and the next day. I'll probably survive again because I'm used to it. So, that's why people stay in abusive relationship. We're going to look at that. I'm going to give an example of someone I know. So that's why people stay in an abusive relationship. Because they know what comes. I know this. I have been through this before. Okay? I survived it yesterday. And I will probably survive it tomorrow. So that's why they stay. Until they end up dead. They think they will survive it tomorrow until they didn't. Remember, this is mind matter. So, this is where your mind comes in. Our minds often find uncertainty uncomfortable. So, If the mind doesn't know it, if it doesn't know it, it feels uncomfortable to go to something that it doesn't know. So we may know that our current situation is not good. Do you understand? You may know that, no, my current situation is not good, but at least we know what we are dealing with. That's how your mind actually, and you may not even, you don't do this consciously. Eh? You don't do this consciously, but that's how your mind functions. So I may know that my current situation is not good, but at least I know how to deal with it. I know what we are dealing with. I know it. Okay, because I have been through there. I have been through this before. I have survived it yesterday, and I will probably survive it again. So unknown is different. All right? Unknown is different. We don't know what will happen, because this is how your mind actually thinks. We don't know what will happen. We don't know whether things will get better. You don't know. You don't know whether we will regret our decisions. And that uncertainty makes us afraid. It makes us afraid. Now, we have research on psychology of uncertainty. So the research actually shows that difficulty dealings with uncertain future can be linked to anxiety and fear about what might happen. So sometimes we choose what is familiar over what might be better. I want you to follow here now. Okay? So the comfort, we're talking about that comfort. Why do we actually stay in this comfort zone? Even maybe that comfort zone is actually not good for us. So it's because sometimes we choose what is familiar, because the mind thinks this is familiar. I know to navigate this. I have survived it yesterday. I probably will survive it again. So we choose what is familiar over what might be even better. Okay? So, and remember what I ask you. I still ask, think about what I ask you at the beginning of this, that is there any something, a situation that you actually, a situation that you are complaining about? It could be complaining about for 5 years, for 2 years, for 1 year, for 1 month, but you haven't done anything about it. So sometimes we choose what is familiar over what might be better. Why? You are complaining about it, but you haven't changed about it. You're still complaining about cheating, a cheating husband or a cheating boyfriend or a cheating girlfriend or whatever the case may be. So, now the thing is this, okay? I want you to understand. The thing is not because we love the situation. We are complaining, but we're not changing it. It's not because you love the situation, but because we understand the situation. You see the difference? It's not because we love the situation. It's because you understand the situation. As I said, you have lived this for years. You know what's going to happen. So he's going to beat me up. Tomorrow he apologizes. He come with a bunch of chocolate or whatever, or invite me to go somewhere. So you know the routine. You understand the situation. So you rather stay in the situation that you understand rather than actually the future, the uncertain future that you don't know. Okay. Let me make this a real for you. Let me make it real for you, okay? Let's talk about something. Yeah? Let's talk about something that we all understand here in this, all right? Now, okay, I'm going to give an example of someone I know, okay? I'm going to change her name, okay? A young woman, Okay, let's call her for your sake and for her sake. Let's call her, what is the common name? Maria, okay? Let's call her Maria. She is 28. She's 28 years old. And she lives in Windhoek. She has a diploma in business administration. And she has worked for the same company for 5 years, doing admin work. And for 5 years, she has been telling people that she wants to start her own business. For 5 years now, she had been telling, for like an example, that what have you complaining for about 5 years, 6 months, and you haven't changed. Now, for herself, she has been telling people that she wants to start her business own, to start her own business for. She has been saying this for 5 years. Maria has a skill. She actually has the skills. She knows what she's doing. And she even has a business plan that she wrote 2 years ago. She has, okay? And also, on top of that, she also saved some money. Okay? She also saved some money. But now, the issue is here. Every time she gets close to resigning, the fear kicks in. You know? And I even spoken to someone recently who want to resign, but every time now they have to write that letter, every time, say, even written, but just to hand it in, the fear just kicks in. What kind of fear? She thinks about the bills. Now, so one of the things is that, now when we're talking about, when I'm talking to Maria, is that she thinks about the bills. She thinks about what her mother will say. All right? Now, she thinks about, also she thinks about her salary. Okay? It's not much. Okay? It's not much. But she knows that every month, on the 25th, the money comes into her account. So it's guaranteed, that security. She thinks about that security. So that certainty gives her a sense of safety. All right? So that certainty, she knows that the money will be in there, I will be able to pay my bills, you know. So, and therefore, so what does she do? So she stays. You see, she stays. So she stays in a job that no longer challenges her. According to her, she's staying in a job now that's no longer challenging, a job where she feels she is not being paid what she is worth. So, and every evening, she goes home carrying the same frustration. Every evening she goes, for 5 years, going home carrying the same frustration. But here's the thing. Now, here's the thing. Maria knows this pain. You understand? She knows this pain. She knows what tomorrow will look like. She knows what Monday morning will feel like. You know? She knows what her job expects from her. It's not making her happy. It's not making her happy, but it's familiar. So it is familiar. And sometimes familiar feels safer than change. That's the comfort zone that we're talking about. So familiar feels safer than change. And I want you to seriously think about, you know, your situation. Your situation might not be a job. It could be a relationship. It could be a business. It could be something else. All right? So Maria is not only afraid of, like, she's not only afraid of failing. Okay? She's afraid of what comes after she leaves. That's what she's afraid. What happened between her last salary and her first business profit? So what happens? What will she tell, you know? What will she tell people who, when they say, okay, this is what happens sometimes. So what will she tell people when they say, hey, so where are you now? Where are you working now? So what will she say when she has to answer, you know, I'm trying something on my own. Yeah? So, And what about the question from the family? That could be also the issue. Question from Abli, what, remember her aunt that I told you? You know, what will her aunt, you know, say at the next family, maybe at the next family meeting or family gathering? Eh? Now, the other thing, you also, she has a lot of questions also. What if the business does not work? What if people laugh? What if she makes the wrong decision? All this question, what does this all this question do? All this question actually create fear. And that fear keeps Maria sitting in the chair she has already outgrown. So she stays. She knows she wants something different. She knows she wants something different. She knows she is capable of more. You know that you are capable of more. But the unknown is holding you back. Just like Maria, the unknown is holding her back. And as I said, Maria is not alone. Okay? Maria is not alone. Many people are living like Maria. You probably live like Maria. Okay? You are not staying because you are happy. Whatever the case may be. You are not staying because you are happy. You are staying because the familiar, it feels, many people staying because they feel, the familiar feel safer than the unknown. What is familiar, it actually feels safer than what you don't know. That's why we stuck. In many things, that's why we're stuck in a job that we are not happy about. That's why we're stuck in a relationship that's why we're stuck in an abusive relationship. That's why we haven't submit that application yet. That's why you haven't sent that email yet. That's why you know. They are staying because the familiar feels safer than the unknown. So what about you? What about you? So if you're just joining us, good morning. Good morning. Our time is about 47 minutes past the 11. And this is Mind Matter. And welcome to Mind Matter. My name is Michael Chiavelli. So this morning we're talking about the comfort zone. So we're talking about the comfort zone, the strange place. You know, the strange place where familiar problem can sometimes feel safer than change. So that strange place where familiar problems can sometimes actually feel safer than change. So, and we're just talking about Maria, the young woman who is afraid to leave a job she has actually outgrown. But Maria's story is... it's just one example. It's only one example. Okay? There are many, many more stories around us. Yeah? There are many more stories around us. You have your own stories. So, now, let's talk about something that affects many people in our communities. And I want to think about the young people. Okay? I want you to think about young people, young persons who stays in the village, or not, doesn't have to be in the village, it could be in the location, year after year. Okay? You're probably asking, so where do they have to go? Now, hear me out. They know there are a few jobs around the village or around the locations. And they know there are a few opportunities. And they want something different. They know that there are no jobs here. There are few jobs here. There are no opportunities. And they know that they want something different. But they do not know how to get there. So they stay. For the fact that they do not know how to get there, they stay. The same surrounding, the same routine, the same conversation, the same problems. Now, I want to be clear here. I'm not saying there's anything wrong actually with living in the village, okay? That's not the point here. You know, village is our It's our homes. It's our, you know, these things matters, you know. It's our homes, our families, our community. It's our roots. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with choosing to stay. There's nothing wrong choosing to stay where, somewhere. It's nothing wrong actually to stay, you're choosing to stay somewhere because it's where you want to be. So you're choosing to be there because that's where you want to be. But there is a difference between staying because you choose to and staying because you are too afraid to try something different. Do you understand? This is what we're talking about, the comfort zone. You are staying because you are too afraid to try something different. You are afraid to leave this abusive relationship. You are afraid to leave this draining job that you have been there for 10 years or 15 years. Okay? You are afraid. So that's the difference. There's a difference between staying because you choose to and staying because you are too afraid to try something different. And the funny thing is that I was talking about the young people, and I have spoken to many young people who can tell you things like, you know, there is nothing here, but I don't have money to go to Windhoek. So, you understand, I applied for a few jobs, but nothing happened, so I stopped trying. So, and then there is one statement that really, really, really worries me that I even heard recently. Maybe this is just my life. Think about it. Maybe this is just my life. Eh? When did we start believing that? I'm talking about a young person of 20, 21, 20, 20 years. When did we start believing that? When did a difficult season become our whole story? I want you to think about that. This is a difficult season, but that can't be your whole story. Who told you that your life cannot change? And why did you believe them? Who told you, and why did you believe them? So, let me give you another example, okay? I'm going to give you an example. Now, this is another guy. This is someone I know. Thomas. Let's say Thomas, okay? Thomas, this is how old is he? Thomas is 43 years old. All right? He has been married for 16 years. Thomas has been married for 16 years. But for the last 10 years, he and his wife have hardly been living as a couple. Now, you know what I mean, okay? They hardly been living as a couple. They argue often, you know. They always arguing. Sometimes they go weeks or even months without speaking properly. But then, you see, the children sees it. Their children sees it. The neighbor sees it. You know, everybody can see that something is wrong. Now, one day Thomas came to speak to me. All right? And he said, what he said is that I know I should leave. I know it deep down, you know, saying, I know deep down that I should actually leave. But where would I go? Where would I go? What would I do? My whole life is here. My house, my family, my routine. If I leave, I don't even know who I am anymore. And that last sentence, I think it stayed with me a little bit. You know, I don't even know who I am anymore. So one thing I realize is that, I mean, for most of you, probably you say this and but it meant something. It coming from a depth, underlying issues, and you live that long enough that it becomes you. So Thomas has spent so many years being the husband who stayed, you know, the provider, the strong man, the man who kept quiet, the man who endured. Somewhere along the way, he had lost touch with himself. And this one of the danger of staying in the same situation for too long. So I'm talking even maybe you are in this emotional abusive situation or physically abusive. Sometimes the problem become part of the way we see ourselves. You understand? It become part of the way we see ourselves. So we stop seeing things, we stop saying, this is something I'm going through, and we start thinking, this is who I am. Eh? So if you stay longer, seriously, if you stay longer in a certain situation, if you stay in the same situation for too long, problem becomes part of the way we see ourselves. Yeah? It becomes part of the way we see ourselves. So, and then you don't separate yourself from the situation. This is something I'm going through, but it becomes, this is who I am. Okay? So, and this is now the problem. This is where we are now. That's what makes change even harder. All right? That can make change even harder. Because now you are not only afraid of losing the situation. Now, remember, you have been here for quite a long time. You have been in this situation. Now, this is something, now, this has become you. This is who I am now. So you are no longer just afraid of losing the situation. You are afraid of losing part of yourself. And let me give you one more example. Can I give you one more example? Okay? And this one is serious. Now, let me ask you this question. How many of us know someone who is living in an abusive relationship? Maybe it's you. Maybe it's me. And abuse, and when I'm talking about here, abuse is not only physical, you know, it can also be emotional. You know, someone may constantly insult you, control you, threaten you, you know, isolate you, or make you feel that you are worthless. Then people around you say, you know, when this is happening, people around you say, why don't you just leave? Eh? Why don't you just leave? So, but living is not always that simple. It's not always that simple, you know. So someone experiencing abuse, there may be fear. Yeah? There may be fear. Could be a lot, could be many other reasons why the person is not leaving. There may be fear, there may be financial dependence. There may be children to think about, you know. There may be nowhere safe to go. Yeah? Those are some of the issues. There may be shame. There may be isolation. They have been already isolated by the perpetrator. And sometimes years of abuse, you know, sometimes years of abuse can destroy person's confidence. And you could be there now. Can destroy person's confidence and make them believe they cannot survive on their own. And then I remember that the World WHO, some of the things that I actually just mentioned, the HWO, identifies fear, identify isolation, lack of money and resources, concern for children, as I have mentioned, shame and low self-esteem among the reasons living an abusive relationship can be difficult. So if some of these factors are there, it makes it so difficult, you know, for someone actually to leave that abusive relationship. And it becomes a comfort zone because it's familiar. You know what is coming. Eh? You have survived it yesterday and you probably survive it, you know, tomorrow. And sometime you don't. So, this is also very important. We should also be careful before we ask someone, you know, why don't you just leave? We should be very careful because sometimes the better question is not just, is not why don't you just leave? Maybe the better question is, how can I support you to be safe? Sometimes that's the better question. How can I support you to be safe? And that's a very different question. Okay? And it can make a very big difference. How can I support you to be safe? This is why I want us to understand something today. I want us really to understand something today, that not every person who stays is choosing to stay. Sometimes people feel trapped. Sometimes they need support because they can make, you know, they can make a change. Sometimes they need the support to make that change. And sometimes the first step is simply helping them believing that another life is possible. So you remember that where sometimes people may lose confidence and believe that this, where else can they go? Eh? So the first step is simply helping them believe that another life is possible. So before we judge someone for staying, let us try to understand what they are, what are they facing? Because from the outside, we may see a door, you know. From the outside, we often see the door. From outside, we can talk about it and we hear, oh, why just can't you leave? We see the door. But from the inside, the door may feel impossible to open. So it may be, feel for someone inside, it may really feel impossible to open. Breaking out of unhealthy situation is not always about willpower. Eh? It's not always about willpower. Sometimes it takes courage, you know, it takes support, eh? And it takes resources. Maybe you don't have the resources. And sometimes it takes one person reaching out and saying, you know, you don't have to face this alone. Sometimes you just need that. Someone reaching out and saying, you don't have to take this alone. You don't have to face this alone. And that's what our community is failing. That's what we are failing. So, you need someone who would say, you don't have to face this alone. And there is a world outside the situation you are in. All right? And sometimes the first step toward that world is simply believing that you deserve to see it. You just deserve to see it. Okay? So, now, it's 12 already. 2 minutes past the hour of 12. So when I come back, I'm going to look at why the brain actually prefers familiar pain. Okay? So we're going to look at that. So because the brain prefers the familiar pain than unknown opportunities. You understand? That's what we're going to look at when we come back. All right. So we're going to have a music break. And in the meantime, you're most welcome to come through. You're most welcome to come through. Our telephone number is 08-333-66-091. 08-333-66-091. So do come through and give me your experience. Give me your experience. What has kept you? What has you been complaining for months, for years, but you haven't even made a step to do anything? You haven't done anything to improve that or to change it. Why is that your comfort zone? What keeps you? What make you stay? What make you not change? All right? That's a comfort zone that we're talking about. So especially for something that you are not happy about. So maybe you are in the abusive relationship and you couldn't do because there are a couple of things that we're talking about. So you are trapped. Maybe you don't have resources. Maybe you don't have time, you don't have courage, you don't have support, you don't have, you know, it could be many things. But your mind could also be a factor. And that's what we're going to look at when we come back. So, because your mind would prefer, you know, would prefer actually to stay, would actually prefer a familiar pain than a change that is unknown. All right. So, all right. Let's have Ronan Keating. If tomorrow never comes, I'll see you on the other side.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the light, lay there in the dark. And the thought crosses my mind, if I never wake in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I love? I try in every way to show her every day she's my only one. And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last? Tomorrow never comes, 'cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never will reveal. So I made myself, say each day how much he means to me, and avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance. Tell her how I feel. If tomorrow never comes, does she know how much I love her? Did I try in every way to show her every day she's my only one? And if my time on earth went through, she must face this world without me. Gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes. So tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.
Yeah. Tita on the beat. Is it?
Social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chikao shafa sana na longe shifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongotisa mwene. Anange shifa ya Namibia ompito ombwa na wa olonjika. Seitha nina omayaguro nirandi toma yoe yonge shifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tu imemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengira selma, konara hita tuimu. Datu ndatu, heari hamano tano, oni aji. Eagle FM, the eye.
I want to...
So here we stand in our secret place, where the sound of the crowd is so far away. And you take my hand, and it feels like home. We both understand it's where we belong. So how do I say? Do I say goodbye? We both have our dreams, we both wanna fly. So let's take tonight to carry us through the lonely times. I'll always look back as I walk away.
let's take tonight. Never let go. While dancing, we'll kiss like there's no tomorrow. As the stars sparkle down like a diamond ring, I'll treasure this moment till we meet again. But no matter how far away you may be, I just close my eyes. You're in my dreams, and there you will be till we meet.
I'll always look back as I walk away. This memory will last for eternity.
Queen of my heart. Well, the queen of my heart was live, the queen of my heart. And our time is 37 minutes past the hour of 12. And welcome back to Mind Matters. Still have about 20 minutes, 23 minutes before we say goodbye for today. You still have a time to come through. You still have a time to come through. Our telephone number is 08333-66091. 08333-66091. So, yeah, today we're talking about something that affects many of us. This is something that affects many of us, the comfort zone. So the familiar place where we sometimes chooses the problem. We chooses the problem we know because we are afraid of the change we don't know. Okay? That's what we're talking about with this comfort zone. So, but now I want us to talk about cost of staying. All right? I want us to talk about the cost of staying. What would that actually cost you by staying in this comfort zone? So because staying where you are also has a price. So when you think of the example that I have spoken to you, that I have given you earlier. So it has a price. It sometimes the price is bigger than we realize. It could be sometimes it's a bigger something, and sometimes the price is actually you pay with things you cannot get back. You understand things like time, the most of the time you spend in an abusive relationship. So potential, what you could actually have accomplished if you would have leave. So the staying has a cost. Joy, maybe being happy, the happiness you sacrifice if you could have left. Okay, so or growth. You can think of growth as well, the growth that you could have actually the way you could have actually grown if you have left. All right, I'm just giving a typical example of an abusive relationship. It could be many other things, as it could be a job, it could be anything else. So now let me break it down so that we understand really what I mean. Let's take, for example, the cost of time. And I want you to think this seriously. All right, the cost of time. Now, time is one thing none of us can buy more of. You know, you cannot buy more time. You understand? So, well, you can make more money, you can replace a car, you can build another house, you know, but you cannot buy back yesterday. So was it that Dolly Parton? Maybe I have to give a tribute to Dolly Parton and may her soul actually rest in peace. She passed on, was it last Friday? Was it not last Friday? Today is Saturday. Can't be yesterday or day before yesterday. Yeah, one of these days. So, yeah. So that's why I said you cannot buy back yesterday. So yesterday is gone. Eh? All we have is today. All we have is today, and you know. So when you spend years in a situation that is not right for you, those years are gone. You don't get. That's why time is the cost of time is very important. I said, you know, it may cost things that you cannot be able to buy with money or anything. So when you spend years in a situation that is not right for you, those years are gone. Eh? Just think about it. Eh? Think really about it. So 5 years in a job you hate is 5 years of your life. Eh? It's 5 years of your life. Maybe you could have used some of that time to learn something new. Maybe you could have started a small business. Maybe you could have built a different career. So 5 years in a relationship that constantly drains you is also 5 years of your life. Do you understand? So, and 5 years of staying silent, let's say you have been silent about something when you needed to speak. It's a time you spend without using your voice. So, now, we know Namibia has relatively young populations. We have a very young population. The 2023 census recorded a median age of 22. So that means we have a lot of young people with time, energy, and talent and ideas. Now, but sometimes I meet young people who already feel like their time is finished. Yeah? They say, I'm too old to go back to school. Already 21 or 23, eh? I'm too old to go back to school. It's too late to change careers. Didn't you hear some young people say that it's too old to change careers? I have already wasted too many years, you know? And I really want to say to that young person, okay? My brother, my sister, you have not run out of time. You haven't run out of time. Yes, you may have lost some time. Yes, you may have made mistakes, but your story is not over. All right? Your story is not over. Do not let your past convince you that your future is finished. All right? Because the longer you stay in a situation that you know is not working, the more comfortable that situation can become. We're talking about comfort zone here. The longer you stay in a situation that you know is not working, the more comfortable that situation can be. Can become. So I want you really to be aware of that. So it's like when you stayed at home, you leave school and you're not doing anything, you're not applying, you're not, you see, the more you stay at home doing nothing, the more that situation actually, even is not actually helping you, the more it become comfortable. You understand? So I also talked about the cost of your potential. It also costs you your potential. So now, every person listening right now, if you are listening, has something to offer. Every one of you, every one of us have something to offer. Maybe it is a skill, it could be a talent, maybe it's an idea, or yeah, maybe it's your ability to understand people, maybe it is your creativity, it doesn't matter. So maybe it's something you have not even discovered yet. Eh? But sometimes your situation does not give you that part of you room to grow. It doesn't give you that. So you understand? So, and I have met, you know, I have met young artists who stopped creating because they were busy trying to survive. I have met people with good business ideas who actually never started because somebody told them, you know, somebody told them, that will never work. So, I have met people with great people skills who spend every day in the jobs where they feel invisible. So, and sometimes the biggest question is not, what are you doing with your life, actually? It is, what could you be doing with your life if fear was not making your decisions? Because sometimes where you are, it's because of fear. Eh? It's because of fear. And think about it. I want you to think about that. So what talent have you left unused? You could have, they said, because of fear. What idea have you put away? Whatever fear it is, it's not just, I'm talking about fear of trembling. Whatever reason you say to yourself, what dream have you stopped talking about? Eh? And why? I want you to think about that until it becomes comfortable that you don't even talk about it anymore. You may keep talking or keep complaining. Remember my first question? Keep complaining about something that up to now could be 5 years, 10 years that you haven't changed. It has become comfortable. Be careful that it becomes a comfort zone. And it may cost you, and that the cost of staying may also cost you your joy. Eh? It may cost your joy. And this one is very personal. It is very personal. Joy is very personal. Sometimes when we stay too long in a situation that does not serve us, something inside us starts to change. I want you to think about this seriously. So we stop getting excited. We stop dreaming. We stop looking forward to things. You know, we become tired all the time. Eh? And sometimes you can just tell from people, from just outside, people walking. Stay in a mall and just observe people walking. You can just tell, this one is so exhausted. Just from the way they walk. Eh? We become tired all the time. And we go through the emotions. There are those of us who just go through the motions. We don't live anymore. We just go through the motion. You know, we wake up, walk, come home, sleep, then do it all again. We go through the emotions. And slowly, we can forget what it feels like to be excited about life. We forget what it feels. What does it feel like to be excited about life? Now, have you ever looked at an old photo of yourself? Look at the old photo of yourself and thought, where did that person go? Yeah? Maybe go back, look at yourself. Maybe you would definitely ask the same question. Where did that person go? Yeah? The person who laughed so easily, the person who had big dreams, the person who believed that life could be different. sometimes that person is still there. That person is still there. Eh? They may just be buried under years of fear, under years of disappointment, under years of stress and routine. Eh? Sometimes that person is still there. Well, and I'm not saying you should suddenly quit. Don't be stupid. Don't be naive. Or how would I say it? I'm not saying you should suddenly quit your job tomorrow. No. I'm not saying you should walk away from your relationship without thinking. Okay? That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying every difficult situation means you must leave. Yeah? That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about comfort zone. Sometimes we need to stay and work through things. It doesn't mean that I'm not saying that every difficult situation means you must leave. Okay? That's not the point. That's not the point here. So Mafimbwamwe, you need to stay and work through the things. Okay? So yeah, and sometimes we need help. Exactly. Sometimes we need help. Sometimes we need a plan, you know. But we do need to be honest with ourselves. That's very important. We do need to be honest with ourselves. And is this situation helping me grow, or is it slowly making me smaller? Is this situation helping me grow, or it is slowly making me smaller? Because staying has a cost, as I said, and leaving has a cost too. Staying has a cost, and living may have a cost as well. And the question is, which cost are you willing to pay? Eh? Which cost are you willing to pay? The cost of change may be fear. It may be uncertainty. It may be hard work. But staying also costs something. Okay? As we looked at, staying can cost you. It can cost you time. It can cost you confidence. It can cost you opportunities. Eh? And sometimes it can cost you your joy, your happiness. So please do not spend your whole life simply going through the emotions. All right? Don't spend your time simply going through the emotions. You deserve more than just surviving the same day over and over again. You deserve more. You honestly deserve more. Yeah? Than just surviving same day over and over again. You deserve a life where you are awake to your own possibilities. Okay? Awake to your own possibilities. A life where you make choices instead of simply accepting what happens. Okay? That has to be a belief. A life where you can say, you know, where you can say, this is my path and I choose it. That definitely you deserve. All right? So, and now, as we come to the end, because our time is about 7 minutes before 1 o'clock. So before we come to the end of today's Mind Matter, I want to leave you with a challenge, all right? I want to leave you with a challenge. Or maybe I will leave you with a challenge after the... Let me give you another music, okay? And then when we come back, I'm gonna leave you with that challenge, okay? All right, let's get this one. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Here's an original song lyric inspired by the theme of peace. Sing, Ubuntu rising,
hear the freedom ring. peacefully. Morning sun over the valley bright, golden dreams waking with delight. Neighbors laughing by the roadside tree, sharing hope for the world to see. We know Bunny stand by my side, let kindness be our guide. No more fear in the night today, a better tomorrow is on the way.
Of joy to Kigali town, lifting every burden down. Sour, sour, everything alright. Dancing together beneath the moonlight. Yebo mama, yebo baba, hear the sound. Hope and unity all around. From Rwanda to the southern skies, a brighter future will arise.
Mahoro. All right, 58 minutes past the hour of 12, and now that brings us really today at the end of today's Mind Matter. And as I said, I want to leave you with a challenge, not a suggestion. This is not a suggestion; it's a challenge. Okay, I'm giving you a challenge here. So this week, I want you to do one thing that actually scares you. You know, just one. I'm not asking you to do something. Something that scares you. It does not have to be something big. You know, in fact, start small. That would be much better. So start small. Choose something you can actually do, you know, but something that pushes you a little outside of your comfort zone. Okay? That's the idea. Something that pushes you a little, just a little outside of your comfort zone. Okay? Maybe you never know. You know what is that for you that pushes you a little just outside of your comfort zone? Maybe it is making that phone, you know. and that phone call that you have been avoiding. All right? Or maybe go and say, go to that person that you have been, you know, avoiding as well. Maybe it is sending that email. Maybe it's applying for that job, okay? Or it could be finally having that difficult conversation, as I said. Okay? Maybe it's working. Just walk into a room full of people and introducing yourself. Anything, okay? So, or maybe it's looking in the mirror. Yeah? Look in the mirror and saying, I deserve better. I'm going to start doing something about it, okay? I deserve better and I'm going to do something about it. Maybe that's all what you need to do, okay? So, whatever it takes, take that step, okay? Whatever it takes, take that step. And when you do, I want you to pay attention to how you feel afterwards, okay? Because here is something important. Here's something important. Fear may not actually disappear when you take that first step. So you may still feel nervous. You may still, you know, have doubts. But something else can grow. You know what that can grow? Confidence. The feeling that say, I can do this. That can grow. I can do this. And there's another important feeling. Eh? Agency. In a simple term, agency means feeling that, you know, the feeling that you have some control over your own life. Eh? So you are not only reacting to what happened to you, you are also making choice. So you are taking action. You are saying, there is my life, this is my life, and I have a role to play in what happened next. And that feeling can be powerful. I can tell you that feeling can be powerful. So let me leave you with this, okay? Wherever you are listening right now, wherever you're listening right now, maybe you are in your car, maybe you are at your home, maybe you are lying in bed, you know, staring up in your ceiling, wondering, will things ever change? You know, the truth is some things may change without you. You understand? But many things will require you to take actions. Okay, there are things that you cannot control. You cannot control everything that happens in life. Okay, you cannot control the economy. You cannot control what other people think. You cannot control every opportunity that comes your way, you know. But you can control some of your choices. Okay? You can control some of your choices. You can decide, you know, to learn. You can decide to try. You can decide. You can ask for help. All right? You can make a plan. You can take one step, one small step. And sometime that's where change begins. You understand? Sometime that's where change begins. So we have a story. A history as Namibia. We are history. We have a history of people facing difficult circumstances and still believing that a better future was possible. Okay? That's what the struggle has taught us. Difficult situation and still believing that a better future was possible. So let's carry that spirit into our own lives. All right? You do not have to change everything today, you know? So you do not have to have all the answers. You do not even have to feel completely ready. You don't have to feel completely ready. Just take one step. All right? Take that one step. Take one call, that one phone call, one application, one conversation, one decision, one small act of courage. All right? Because sometimes your life does not change with one giant move. Don't expect, you know, to have this one giant move. It changes with one small decision, followed by another and another and another. So this week, I want you to ask yourself, what is one thing I have been avoiding because I'm afraid? Okay? Then ask, what is one small step I can take? Okay? What is one small step I can take? And then take that step. All right? Take that step. Okay? Not next year. Not when everything is perfect. this week. Okay, now, maybe take it now, because your comfort zone may feel safe. Okay, but your future is waiting outside of it. So thank you for spending this time with me on Mind Matter. And remember, you know, remember, you do not have to change your whole life today. Okay? Just be brave enough to take the next step. That's all what you need to do until, you know, next time. So until next time, well, take care of yourself. And that's our show for today, my dear listeners. This is Mind Matter, where we talk about the things that affect our minds, our choices, and our everyday lives. So today we talked about the comfort zone, the place where familiar problems can sometimes feel safer than change. So I hope something we talked about today made you stop and think. Maybe it helped you see your situation in a different way. So maybe it reminded you that you have the power to take one small step. And remember, you do not have to change everything at once. Sometimes one small step is enough to get you moving, right? So if you want to share your story, if you simply need someone to talk to, you can always reach out to me. My telephone number is 0818548569. All right, 0818548569. So you are not alone. And until next time, be kind to yourself, be brave, take that step, and remember, your mind matters. Goodbye, and take care. I'm going to leave you in the hands of Tate Franz, you know, coming up with the realm of the historics. From me, Mike, have a great weekend. By every day.
just how close we were. You never know. No, 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 no. You never know. No, you'll never see. The book closes and we try to forget, but I know. As I may, I can't stop thinking of you. It seems my life's worth nothing without you. But every day I say I'll try to make my heart be still. Till in every way there is to cry ourselves to sleep.
Sheltered by your heart, but Letters on the sky, burning in your eyes. You look at me, babe, I wanna catch on fire. It's buried in my soul, like California gold. You found the light in me that I couldn't find. So when I'm all choked up,